This is the Wisconsin Family Minute. Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty has filed a front of the court brief in the Wisconsin Supreme Court on behalf of the Brown County Taxpayers Association. In June 23, Governor Evers used his veto pen to authorize increases to the property tax levy limit for school districts. By striking out some select numerals, he changed the $325 per student increase intended for just the 2023-2024 school year so that the increase happens annually until the year 2425. Jelaine Appling.
This type of veto should clearly be illegal. Fortunately, there's now a lawsuit challenging its validity. As Will points out, what the governor has done does not represent anything the legislature approved. This is a clear disregard for the separation of powers and undermines the integrity of our governing institutions.
There's more online at wifamilycouncil.org. The Wisconsin Family Council, strengthening and preserving marriage, family, life, and liberty.